From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's military has seized power, and the country's longtime president is confined to his home, leaving Robert Mugabe's fate uncertain after what increasingly appears to be a military-backed effort to oust him after 37 years in power. Correspondent Michael Bowman has reaction from the U.S. Senate to what appears to be a military coup.
The top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Ben Cardin of Maryland, deems Mugabe's sidelining as a desirable outcome accomplished through less than desirable means.
We obviously don't like coups, but Mugabe is certainly, it's time for the country to move on. So I hope that they will find a democratic process.
Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake has firsthand knowledge of Zimbabwe.
I lived in Zimbabwe in the 1980s. I wrote my master's thesis on Mugabe, trying to explain his hold on to power in the 1980s. Been a long time interest for me.
Flake speaks bluntly about how Mugabe will go down in history.
Long-serving thug killed the economy and in the end lost an election and couldn't take it. And so intervened and then stayed in power. So it's not a good legacy.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Flash floods caused by heavy rain in Greece killed at least 14 people in three rural towns west of the capital, Athens, on Wednesday. The towns of Mandra, Nea Paramos, and Megara are home to many factories and warehouses on the rural outskirts of the city. One official said the situation is very difficult. This is VOA News. Thousands of Iranians spent a third night in the open after Sunday's massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake and hundreds of aftershocks that rocked both Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500 and injuring thousands. Residents in damaged areas have complained about a lack of tents, blankets, water, and food. Three American university basketball players detained in China on suspicion of shoplifting at a high-end store are back on American soil. One of the UCLA players, Cody Rillette, made a statement to reporters.
Before I thank everybody who worked so incredibly hard to help us return home safely, I want to thank the Chinese police and the government for taking care of us and treating us well during our time there. To President Trump and the United States government, thank you for taking the time to intervene on our behalf. We really appreciate you helping us out.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, on a visit to Myanmar, expressed concern over what he called credible reports of widespread atrocities committed by security forces and vigilantes in Rakhine State. But he said broad-based economic sanctions against the country would not be advisable. He said, "We want to see Myanmar succeed," and announced the U.S. will provide an additional $47 million in aid to Rohingya refugees, bringing the total this year to $87 million. Russia's lower house approved new legislation that could force foreign media organizations to register as foreign agents, a retaliatory response to a U.S. Department of Justice demand that Kremlin-supported television station RT register as such in the United States. The legislation did not include a list of media outlets that will be targeted, but it could be used against American media outlets that receive federal funding, such as The Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. And The Voice of America is investigating media reports that a staff writer published racist, sexist, and homophobic comments online under an alias. The journalist has been placed on administrative leave while the agency investigates the matter. In response to media inquiries, VOA Director Amanda Bennett said The Voice of America has zero tolerance for public or personal racist, sexist, or politically biased social media communications. Our policies make it very clear that such behavior is prohibited. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.